NGAAF. Kirinyaga Women Rep. Njeri Maina has asked the government to increase funds allocated to National Government Affirmative Action Fund, NGAAF, under patronage of county woman representatives. Njeri said the shush 9 million that each woman rep was getting was not enough to support their programs, including improving livelihoods of vulnerable women, youth and PWDs, children and elderly. She said it does not make any sense for a women rep to receive a low budget to serve the whole county, whereas National Assembly legislators were getting in excess of shush 150 million per year from the same NGCDF kitty. We serve a larger population, and it should only be fair that we get sufficient funding, she said, citing the critical role the funds play to grassroots development, especially for the vulnerable groups. She was speaking in Embu when she joined her Embu counterpart Pamela Inyoki during issuance of scholarship and bursary checks, as well as assistive devices to PWDs and equipment for economic empowerment to youths and women groups. Her sentiments were echoed by Embu Deputy Governor Kanua Mugo, who said the funds should be commensurate to the population that women reps serve. There is no fairness in the current sharing formula, and it is our wish that the government considers boosting the kitty to benefit many more marginalized groups. On her part, Inyoki said the bursaries issued totaling over shush 7 million targeted the most vulnerable students, who will be able to carry on with their studies smoothly. She added that her office was also assisting young girls who have dropped out of school as a result of teen pregnancy go back and realize their education and life goals through an initiative dubbed Restored Hope Program. During the event, over 150 youth and women groups were given assorted equipment, including car water tanks, car washing machines, catering wares, tents and chicken to enable them to earn a living.